We live in a high-tech world. Cell phones, the internet, video games. The list of gadgets that keep invading our lives keeps growing. You'd think that all those distractions would pull families apart, but that may not be the case. Here's CBS News science and technology correspondent Daniel Seaberg.
Maybe the best example of Ozzy and Harriet living in the digital age is the Ramoser family from Seattle.
My grandma just texted me. My dad, my grandma, my friend Katie. That was in like 2 minutes.
Whether it's 15-year-old Katie, who defines multitasker, to 13-year-old David, engrossed in video games.
Hey, don't take it!
To mom Tracy and dad Michael, trying to keep track of it all.
Oh, I'll text them. Or I'll
get dinner started, yeah. Practice your trombone, so we know where they are at all times, which is really great.
Cell phones, email, instant messaging, it's part of nearly every busy family's life on the go. But does that technology actually bring them closer together?
It's just different. I think we're just as close, but it's in a different way.
According to a new study, 25% said their family is closer today than when they were growing up, thanks to all the new tech gadgets that connect us, the web, and cell phones. Just 11% said their families weren't as close, and 60% said the technologies made no difference.
Maybe parents need to feel like they can reach their kids more, you know, than our parents did.
The study also found that some families gather around the computer together, much like board games of the past. Experts like Jeffrey Cole, who was not part of the study, says while high-tech communication lacks face-to-face time, it can still be meaningful.
As far as affecting family relationships, in almost every meaningful way, it makes people feel better connected.
The Ramosers, who set limits for their kids, worry about a larger impact.
Here we are raising a generation of people that are, you know, texting on their phones and online with chatting and all that. And I wonder about the societal impact of their communication skills.
In the meantime, it's back to being plugged in. For The Early Show, Daniel Seaberg, CBS News, Los Angeles.